All right, here we are, the month of May, the third week, right? No, fourth week. And we're in Kokomo. Thank you very much again for having us.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
I wanted to talk, kind of follow up just a little bit. Last time we talked, about a month ago, there was an impending Indiana Supreme Court hearing on those big box stores and how they should be taxed. And it came from actually a Kohl's store here in Kokomo that basically, in essence, that they should be taxed as if your house when it's empty rather than when it's being used and full of merchandise. Now, they won, but that has a trickle-down effect in terms of city government.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this will impact, it goes well beyond Howard County. This will impact every taxing unit in the state of Indiana because this affects property taxes in Kokomo. It impacts our school districts, our trustees office, county government, our recycling district, and then this will set precedent across the state of Indiana for every school corporation, city, and town. It will go beyond that. The potential can be very damaging if this goes to other big box retail stores who were following very closely this case. And it's frustrating because we claim to have had a property tax reform a few years ago, but there is just a constant chipping away from large corporations to just about every special interest group into wanting to pay less and less taxes. And at some point, what is it worth to have good schools and safe communities and those things that we embrace, or hopefully we embrace as Hoosiers?
I wanted to follow up too on just the road funding money. It was interesting to hear Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett said that they would get almost double the amount of road funding than before with the new state legislation. From their budget was about $1 million to $2 million. Are you hearing anything up here in Kokomo?
I didn't think it was, obviously we're happy that they did this, that the legislature took this on, and of course that the governor signed this. It was well past due. So yes, I don't know that we're going to get that much. I don't think our calculations showed that, but we're going to get a little bump over time. And the best part is it's a constant funding increase. This isn't a one and done, just a 1 year cash infusion. And this should give us the ability to really look at things more long term and be a little more strategic, but gives us a little cushion as well to continue road funding.
I wanted to ask you just a little bit too about those storms on Saturday. I mean, it's been a couple days since then, but any damage here in Kokomo? Are you guys kind of...
A little bit of flooding. We had the flash flooding, but no storm damage, wind damage, or at least not extensive damage. Of course, I was at home Saturday evening watching, getting some reports, watching like most people on television. So there was a concern that, seemed to be, coming close to Kokomo, but a little bit of damage. We heard a little south of here into the southwest in Clinton County, but nothing here in Howard County that compared to what we've went through.
You mentioned the flooding. You've had to delay the ribbon cutting for Highland Park due to flooding, right?
Right.
How are the waters holding up now?
Doing okay. There's some pooling of in the park. I went through there actually yesterday in the afternoon. But we'll be able, looks like we'll be able to do the ribbon cutting. Of course, this is, we had severe damage to Highland Park. And for your listeners and viewers, Highland Park is our second largest park. It is in really about the center, the geographic center of the city. It's a very large park. But last year during the August tornado, we had substantial damage. Playground was destroyed, and we've had some private businesses have stepped up and helped the Rebuild Highland Park Fund, and obviously with city and some county money, trustee money, have really we've done a great job of making this more integrated, the ADA compliant playground, and putting it with the main playground area, and we've done some remodeled the restrooms, and it's going to be a nice ribbon cutting on Wednesday, and we're excited. Seems like a long time coming, but we're very happy.
How much money was spent on that, just on that playground? Do you know off the
top of your head? You know, off the top of my head, I don't. I'm sure it hovers somewhere around $100,000 or so. So yeah, so yeah, that's probably some improvements to some of the old playground area too. So yeah, and the cleanup obviously was much more than that. The initial cleanup, but we've planted some trees and we've got some just have done a lot to clean up that whole area.
And I just have to mention too, because you mentioned the August tornado. I see the Starbucks, which was kind of that iconic moment of, sure. of the news coverage after the tornado hit in August, is now just being rebuilt. So even it's not quite a year, but yep. You're kind of getting yeah. there. That there's still rebuilding going on.
Oh, absolutely. Most people have they've gotten through the remodeling process and the rebuilding process, but there are still small, individual cases of people that are still having disputes with their insurance companies. And Starbucks had reopened, but not in that location. They had put in the plaza, but now they're actually building the physical structure there in the former location. But we're still, you can look at the tree line. You can still to this day very easily tell where the path of the storm went. And that's a lot of what we have done in the public spaces, is try to replant trees and replenish the forestry that was in Highland Park.
I was just checking up on you guys and saw that the city has, five new patrol cars?
Yeah. Yep. We've been in the process of replenishing. We try to extend the life of our vehicles as much as possible. That's part of our capital improvement, is to make sure we get the most out of our purchases and our leases. And so we did. We just put five more back out on the street, and we're, we continue to do that. We've bought some new equipment this year, some trash packers, things like that. But so trying to, part of what we have to do, keep the vehicles up to date. So
I see you had a Downtown Depot District group meeting too recently, and I haven't heard about that before. What does that group do?
This was basically the Downtown Association, and they met at our depot. We have a community room, they meet, I think, every month, every other month. I don't normally attend myself, but I was asked and thought I'd give updates on some of the things that are happening. And we just finished a streetscape. Just really, it's kind of connecting Foster Park, where we have our community concerts, on Superior Street. Did some road diet, lane restrictions over there. Put some parking on street. Really transform that about a four block area, some decorative lampposts and things to kind of connect it to downtown and make some improvements at our downtown park.
I just read on, I believe on your Twitter account, that you took part in IU's Kokomo's graduation. Yeah. And ceremony, saying that it's one of the best parts of being mayor. Why is that?
Well, I always tell, when I talk to young people, I'm invited to the best things that happen in our community. And it's nice to see, young people that have worked. We're very proud of having an IU campus here in Kokomo. And it's, I think that in the last years, it's been the fastest growing in the IU network. This was their largest graduating class this year. So it's nice to see, the students that have worked hard over the last 4 years get to enjoy their moment. It's just, I get to be a part of it, no pressure on me. I just get to sit and enjoy it. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. As that group leaves, or at least, let's just say, graduates, what would be the message, though, from the mayor?
Well, as I always tell young people, want you to do your thing, even if you go away to college, let's say others that don't attend here, we want you to go out and experience other things, see other parts of the country, other parts of the world. But when you're ready to settle down and establish long-term roots, we want it to be here in Kokomo, but bring those ideas back with you and the things that you see. That's really what we want people to do. Get exposed to as much as you can of the outside world, but when you're ready to make that investment in a home or a long-term career, come back here to Kokomo and think about where you came from and try to make positive changes.
any updates? Usually ask you about updates on building and projects going on in town. Any updates for us?
Well, we do have a lot of construction going on, both road construction and building construction. We've just our permitting numbers, the last 3 years, they have incrementally, for single family homes, so 14, 15, and 16, each year they have went up each of those years. And right now, just through the halfway through May, we're on track to surpass even the 2016 number. So this could be, we'll have to watch it, the fourth year in a row where single family home building permits and construction have passed the previous year. And then we have two major downtown projects going on right now. If the crane's in the air and the framing's going on for the Flaherty and Collins project. And then we're getting ready on June 1st for the groundbreaking at the Vermilion Assisted Living Facility. This is a $23 million project right in downtown Kokomo in the former Southside Lumber site right along the creek. And this will be a beautiful four-story, $23 million facility. The site prep work is all happening right now, and now they're ready to start with the concrete and the framing. So,
when is the groundbreaking for that?
June 1st, and I don't have the exact time, but June 1st.
Can you talk a little bit more about what it is? You say it's an
assisted living
facility.
Yeah. So this will be for assisted. I think there are almost 100 beds, but you're obviously going to have care, nurses and caretakers and employees working there. And this is kind of more of a luxury, higher end, people that need some assistance with their day to day tasks and that's basically what this is. But the big part of it is it takes an area that was very underutilized, just right on our main thoroughfare, Washington Street, the original US 31, and it cleans up a blighted piece of property, underutilized piece of property, and now it will be a centerpiece of our downtown revitalization.
And who is building it, or what entity is doing it?
Vermilion is building this. They're out of Chicago, and they do work at Northwestern University and all over the Midwest, and they're the ones that have put this whole plan together. And this has been a couple years in the making.
And is there anything that the city is also partnering or working on that with
them? We did a little bit. We donated a parcel of land south of this so they could have some surface parking and some of those things. And then obviously we've kind of waived some permitting, things like that, to make it attractive. But for the most part, we're not doing much for this. This was something they came here and saw some potential here in Kokomo. And they saw a lot of potential in a site that some people maybe had not thought of as such an attractive site, so we're excited about it.
So I don't know if you feel like it's summertime yet. I do, but there's a lot going on in Kokomo right now.
There is.
You have a summer concert series. What, baseball starts soon? Can you tell us a little bit about what's going
on? Yeah, the Jackrabbits, Kokomo Jackrabbits, our collegiate wooden bat prospect league, they start this Saturday. They'll have their first game. Our summer concert series, we're very excited. Kevin Eubanks, who for 18 years directed the band for Jay Leno and The Tonight Show, he's going to be performing the first concert on June 10th. Over the 4th of July holiday, which I think we're celebrating here on Friday, June 30th, and July 1st, we're going to have Blues Traveler playing on Friday night. And we've got some other bands coming this year as well. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. And these are free summer concerts downtown Kokomo. These are free to the public, and we're excited about this. So we've had some good. Indianapolis Star just did a piece on the 8 free summer concerts, the best in the state, and Kokomo had 3 of them. So we were excited.
Great. And where are they again?
At Foster Park downtown.
Foster Park.
Yeah,
okay.
And this is, like I say, this was, I was saying earlier, we just did a streetscape right on Superior Street. And then across Washington Street is where the new Vermilion project is going up. So it will be under construction during that time. We're excited. Just a lot of nice, and they're usually about, you have to get on the City of Kokomo's website or the Greater Kokomo Economic Development Alliance to check it out. But these are free to family and friends, and it's a nice setting out on the lawn and beautiful pavilion. Mm-hmm.